La Bufera, our last trip to Sicily. I have seen in the stained glass windows, through the flowers of the mullioned panes, a country of skeletons filter in and a lip of blood grow muter, speechless, mentale. Surely no one could fall out of love here, where the doni drop off from the pier like drowsy relay runners, and the air is smeared with orange blossoms, their strong nuptial smell, instinctive as a first language. Though I tried that night that we sat at the wobbly table in the corner of the restaurant where old arguments began to interest us again, I could not pronounce the word for napkin, tovagliolo. And though the waitress smiled with her mouth, I could tell she was annoyed by the treason of my name, Candito, which means sweet candy shell, and is, like many things, an accident of translation. My grandfather trading Candido, pure white light for a child's Easter treat, the pastel shell that shrouds an almond. My grandfather, who often said, Picciacci sopra I ruini prima che diventu mucci. Piss on the ruins before they build another temple. Who would have laughed even when the waves pelted the olive grove that night and the lights quivered as if an uncertain country of skeletons were slipping in. The marzipan birds like empty hands, the spongy skin of the priest in the square. He would have laughed when we returned to the bayou, emboldened and drunk to fuck on the ancient floor and pass out with spumante fizzing over the sides of our glasses and the windows flung open without wondering how bright, how final the Strait of Messina must have looked that morning in 1938 when he left for good. In the morning, I woke, mouthing the syllables, to, va, yi, trying to make them work, when I heard you as if from the other end of a tunnel, take a hot shower, you'll feel better. Then, falling through the shower door, with nothing to break the fall but my skull and a soaked towel, you said it felt like film noir, finding me naked on my side with one eye clenched as if in vigorous prayer and the other wilder eye fluttering, the lashes beating around the still center of the dilated world. What a loud noise, I thought, collapsing into that damp black sphere in my brain, like the well in Orvieto, the one you wouldn't follow me into, collapsing into that dream I keep having, a man standing on a chair, a noose, a loose locket hanging from his neck. He wants me to kick the chair out from under his feet. At first, I refuse, but he's grabbing my arm. I kick hard. I want to make him sorry. One of those moments that caves in under examination, your careful clinical hands prodding my ribs for injuries, bruises welling up like the flush of sex or the sudden flare of what goes unsaid. I know my mouth was filled with blood, and that when I tried to speak, you moaned as if you could feel it too. The tooth pierced through my bottom lip, and pain became the vantage point, the spot where I still stand, watching the morning grow wilder, already half in love with the ruined picture and the body's offer to pay for everything, a mute bloody mouth, a snapped neck, as if damage were its own currency, as if regret were ever the right reason to return.